This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new day. I hope you're ready for a good day, and your day will be infinitely better if you start it with God at the center of it. God is real. Just think about that. God is real, and He's there with you right now. How we need to build our lives around Him. He's the source of this universe, of you, of everything. He's the one in control of what happens in this world, and He wants to involve you in what He's doing. What could be better than that? The way to that is to build your relationship with God, to make Him the center of everything, and time with Him each day is such a crucial part of that. And so that's why we start every weekday at this time, spending some time in God's Word, listening to Him. So right now, as we get ready to read a little passage, just in your heart, say, God, do you have something to say to me today? I'm listening. Well, that's what we're talking about this week, listening to God, being predisposed in our hearts to hear from God. Let me take you to a passage in Proverbs chapter 3, one of my favorite little passages in the Bible today, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Isn't that awesome? But it reveals to us one of the most crucial principles of having a heart that's predisposed to hear from God, and that is this. You have to trust someone if you're really going to hear and believe what they're saying. Isn't that right? If you don't trust someone, how important is what they say to you? How much are you going to count on it and rely on it? Not very much. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. If you don't plan to trust God implicitly, then you can't expect to hear what He's saying to you. It's as though so many times we say, "Okay, God, I'll listen to what you're saying, but you know, I've got the final word." No. We have to come to God, as we saw yesterday, humbly, putting aside our own understanding, trusting completely that He knows what's in our best interest. He knows how our lives fit into His plan. When we trust Him, then He'll make our paths straight. So in your life, as you think about today, what's going on in your life? What's in your past that you feel guilty about and you're struggling with? What's happening right now in your life and you wonder if God's even there, if God's involved, if God cares? What's in the future that you're afraid of? Augustine, one of the great church fathers from the 300s AD, said this. He said, "Trust the past to God's mercy. The present to God's love, and the future to God's providence." Trust Him. Learn to trust God, and your heart will be ready to hear from Him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.